Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Home. The very word evokes feelings of love and laughter, security and serenity, warmth and welcome. It brings up images of mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, family and friends, fun and games, good, delicious food, and nice, deep sleep. We hear it with phrases like, home, home on the range, or when Johnny comes marching home. But one little girl from Kansas says it best when she said, there's no place like home. Easter means we're going home. Let's unpack this promise. Isaiah, writing back in the 8th century, addresses Israelites living in Babylon in the 6th century. And these exiled people are far, far away from home. A terrible reality called Babylon devastated everything. In 587, the empire decided once and for all to destroy Jerusalem, which was described in Babylonian archives as a rebellious city, hurtful to kings and provinces, and a place of rebellion from ancient times. Now in refugee camps, the Judean exiles are stuck in a land with canals, ziggurats, the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, the famous Ishtar Gate, and many detestable statues of the Babylonian god Marduk. The land of Judah, her capital of Jerusalem, and the Jordan River have been replaced with these things and the building projects of the Babylonian Empire. The Judean exiles have no king, no temple, no royal city, no land, no sacrifice, no hope, and no future. There's no place like home. The exiles are far away from home, but more pressing, they are far away from the Father. Just like the prodigal son who squandered his inheritance, wanted nothing to do with his dad, and then left for a distant, far country, the Israelites, in their own way, demanded their fair share of the inheritance, set off for a faraway land, and squandered it all on wild living. Their list of sin is long and ugly. They did Baal worship. They perverted justice and righteousness. They did worthless worship and had false faith. On August 19th, 587 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed. It was the day the music had died. Some of us may be far away from home distance-wise, but more pressing, all of us are away from the Father. It's how we operate as sinful human beings. We are right now here against just stuck in an exile of our own making. Like the prodigal son, we demand a fair share of the inheritance, want to do things our own way, and set off for distant, seductive, deadly lights. We sell our baptismal promises of forgiveness and an identity as God's child for what? Treacherous and sinful lives, empty relationships, and inflated egos? We are far away from the Father. We are stuck in an exile of our own making. But God speaks to exiles. In our text, he says, for you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Just when the music had died and Israel's history seemed closed and finished and done, to the shock and surprise of everyone, the Lord stirred up his Messiah Cyrus, who defeats Babylon, and then released the sinful exiles. We saw a servant wounded for our sins and transgressions. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds, yes, by his wounds, we are healed and forgiven. The climax of the prophet's program in his letter to the exiles is God's promise to bring the exiles back home again. Standing behind this promise is God's almighty word. Earlier, the prophet said, the word of our Lord stands forever. Now, the Lord promises that the same word will never, ever return empty. God said it. That settles it. Faith believes it. God keeps his word and promises. In Bethlehem, this powerful word took on flesh and blood, and he has a heart. This word is Jesus, and he knows the pain of bitter exile. He was far, far away from home. He once said, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." But more pressing, on the cross, he was far away from the Father. He was betrayed, spit upon, beaten, scourged. Stretched out on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It was the day the music had died. But the music had started again 3 days later when he rose again. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. It's okay to say that response during a sermon. I give you permission to do that. The song, no, check that. The grand symphony of celebration rocks on and sings in joy because of our Lord's triumphant victory over sin, over death, over the devil, and over the grave. As humans, we just want a place of love and laughter, security and serenity, warmth and welcome, a place that means mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, family and friends, good food, deep sleep. We just want a home. Some of you have felt forlorn ever since your husband had died, or your child was buried, or when you lost your job, or that doctor pointed out that cancerous lump or that spot on your lung. Others of you have wanted a home ever since it collapsed when it was hit by divorce, debt, or a debilitating disease. But I have news for you. Easter means we're going home. Because Jesus lives, we too shall live. Because Jesus rose, we too will one day rise again from the dead. Because Jesus lives, we are forgiven and saved, and he will take us home to the new Jerusalem, where there will be no pain, no tears, no death, no sickness, no depression, no disease, and no end. He promises, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be." This isn't a dorm room, army barracks, or student housing. This isn't a Super 8 or holiday, and this is heaven. And shouted from the rooftops, "We are going home, we have one, Christ is risen." It's risen indeed. Hallelujah. And like with the prodigal son, we see the robe and sandals are ready for us. And so is the ring. The price is paid, the party prepared, the sacrifice complete. And the Father has practiced his lines. "The Son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." And our response, we join in the hymn of all creation. "For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign." We sing an endless and deathless hallelujah. Why? Because we're going home. Christ is risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. In his name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who has conquered death. Amen.